And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers, and sometimes, conversations. This week, April Ledinsky speaks with Dr. Daryl Heller, director of the Civil Rights Heritage Center at Indiana University South Bend, about holding difficult conversations.
This is April.
Hi, this is Daryl.
So thank you so much for making the time to talk at a distance, safely at a distance here. On this Thanksgiving week, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be your colleague and grateful for everything that you do as director of the Civil Rights Heritage Center.
Well, it's definitely mutual, April.
Getting teary. So I know you as somebody who's deeply skilled in holding difficult conversations, and that's something so many of us are trying to do right now at this really divided moment in history. So I wanted to invite you to talk a little bit about how you learned those skills and maybe start with a moment early in your career where you saw the need for those skills and what you did.
It's a learnable skill. And for me, you know, one of my early experiences, my own political development, was in the mid-80s when the AIDS crisis had migrated from the white gay male community to communities of color, particularly through IV drug use. In Boston, I was living in Boston, and myself working with ACT UP, as an activist organization, wanted to start one of the country's first needle exchange programs. Mm-hmm. And what we found is that the biggest opposition actually came from the black church and from the black community, which I learned, and it was a process of my own development of the devastation that drugs was taken in the community and the church really wanting to be protective. And particularly also seeing predominantly white activists coming into the communities, telling them how they should address problems that were affecting people and their congregants. Mm-hmm. So that required a whole different set of conversations. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I needed to listen to that and continue to respond to the crisis, but do it through becoming a drug counselor and an HIV pre- and post-test counselor. And so I could work with people, I could address the issue, but do it in a way that was more coherent with the folks in the community that were going to both benefit from it and that needed to deal with it directly.
I just love that story because it really shows the power of listening, but also that you realized there were more skills to develop and that you continued to hone those skills. So that's to me a huge takeaway. So could you talk maybe a little bit about something that happened closer to home here in Michiana, an example we might think about and draw some hope from?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a story I have, which is we as the Civil Rights Heritage Center has been working on passing hate crime legislation here in Indiana. It's still one of five states that doesn't have a hate crime bill on its books. And through an editorial, I got a call from a retired white Methodist minister who asked on the phone, is this Daryl Heller? And I said, yes. And he said, why are you supporting a hate bill? And I'm like, what? Clearly he was confused. Yeah. But at the end of the conversation, his take on it was that I wouldn't be interested on talking to him or building a relationship as a Trump supporter. But ultimately, we ended up having a year-long dialogue once a month on the differences between us. And there were some things we couldn't agree on, but we kept that conversation going. And Mel and I still talk to one another.
Wow, that is really sticking with it. So not a one-time conversation. The Civil Rights Heritage Center has a really rich website, and I know there's events coming up that people can take part in. Is there something you'd point us toward?
Well, just stay tuned. We're working with our partners and colleagues and comrades on a people's inauguration that we initiated 3 years ago when Trump was first elected. And we're trying to decide what that will look like this year.
Yeah, wonderful. So this is pretty hard work. Are you an optimist?
I am. I mean, I couldn't do this work without being optimistic, though I realize that the fruits of the end results I probably won't live to see. But I do believe deeply that if I don't do my part now, it won't happen for my children or my grandchildren's children.
I'm so grateful for your work and for your model. Thank you.
Thank you.
Daryl. For Michiana Chronicles, this is April Ludinsky.
And this is Daryl Heller.
Michiana Chronicles is a production of 88.1 WVPE.